The Integrity Group of Companies, a Foothills-based leader in post-frame construction and building product supply, is helping Foothills Country Hospice Society make its expansion project become a reality. Integrity's sizable gift-in-kind contribution comes in the form of framing materials for the construction of the hospice expansion, which will double its size and capacity. This gift is significant for the hospice's expansion, said Doug Ramsey, co-chair of the Hospice Society's capital campaign. Integrity is a lead donor in our campaign. They really kicked off our major fundraising initiative and have been a large contributor to the success of our campaign. Established in 2008, the Foothills Country Hospice offers compassionate end-of-life care for residents and their families, as well as community outreach and respite care. Jerry Maya, CEO and founder of Integrity, expressed his enthusiasm about the partnership with the hospice. "We are excited to support the Foothills Country Hospice and their expansion," he said. "At Integrity, we've always believed in giving back to groups and organizations in our communities that truly make a difference in people's lives. We are proud that we could contribute to this important project in such a substantial manner." COO Scott Maya said Integrity Building Products, one of Integrity's primary business units, specializes in residential framing materials, so when the hospice reached out about needing materials for its expansion, it was a natural fit and an easy decision to support the project. CSO Shanna Groneveld said Integrity feels privileged to support the hospice in its mission to provide exceptional end-of-life care. "The services the hospice offers are vital for our communities, and we believe it's our responsibility, as business leaders, to leave a legacy of positive impact wherever we can," Groneveld said. Sean Dyer, executive director of the Foothills Country Hospice, said the need for palliative and end-of-life care in the Foothills region is increasing as the population ages, and is putting greater strain on acute care facilities. "Our expansion doubles our capacity, allowing us to serve more families and have a greater impact on our communities," said Dyer. "Projects of this size and scale are a significant financial undertaking, so we greatly appreciate the support of donors like Integrity." Employing over 200 people and headquartered near Okotoks, the Integrity Group of Companies consists of three primary business units: Integrity Post Structures, Integrity Building Products, and Integrity Fabrications.